Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. And this morning, like every morning, we're going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. And that's to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we'll be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Listen, guys, good morning and happy Thanksgiving. You know, our call on today, obviously, we have so much to be thankful for. And, you know, one of the things that I am so thankful to God for is the ability to serve. And so that's why we're still here live 30 minutes prior to us getting with our families. I just bless each and every one of you guys who are listening in on today and maybe those who go back and listen to the replay. But you know what? We're going to have a scripture today, and it's going to be very, very, very relevant to our topic, how to up-level your leadership game, even if you're a beginner. This is even one of the tests. Yes, there are things and situations that will come about that will easily knock you off your game. But if you are truly committed, you get to decrease the distraction, decrease making say like, oh, wow, it is an inconvenience to serve. And this is what we're doing on today. So our word is coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 through 15. I want you to turn to this because our next two episodes today is obviously going to be big on gratitude, attitude of gratitude. But then tomorrow we're going to be talking about contribution. And this scripture goes together of saying, you know what? You have to have gratitude as well as be a gift in the giving area. So we got to go to the Lord for this. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day. For this is the day that you've made, and we're so glorious and we're thankful that we're here one other time in the land of the living. Dear Lord, we thank you that, you know, this time, last year, we had people who were not with us on this year. So we're grateful, dear Lord, for life. We're grateful for all that you've given to us. It's so easy, oh dear Lord, to forget what we have and remember what we don't have. But on this day, and not just because it's Thanksgiving, but every day we give thanks to the Most High God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that will take full reign here on today to touch our hearts and open them up, just circumcise us from anything that is less than gratitude. Dear Lord, on this day, as we're searching our hearts, and we're asking you to search us and clean us, O Lord, that we will just build and serve with pure heart and clean hands. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that today we're going to be grateful for so many things, even the things that we never was grateful for. As we're blessing each and every household, let their house be in abundance and overflow. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that they are seeking not just your hand, but your face, so that they may be in a place of true gratitude. We honor you and we bless you. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Okay, family, so as we're all getting ready, and we are too getting ready to go and spend time with family and have a great, great time on today. You know, we did a great call with our team on yesterday. A lot of our top leaders got on and was able to share what they were thankful for. And as you know, we come upon this time of the year and the year is wrapping up. And each and every day is very easy, isn't it, guys, to forget the gifts that we have and remember what we don't. And so we need to understand that if we go in this order, having gratitude and giving, it will decrease our ungratefulness that we've had, even in our businesses, even in our lives, with personal business relationships. And I am just so grateful for God to give us these revelations. And so we want to get it all right with him before we get to see him again. Here we go in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 through 15. Now, I need you to pay very close attention to this passage. Over the next 2 days, even though you're going to be eating turkey and I don't know, for me, collard greens, what have you, I can't eat until midnight. But anyway, I need you guys to understand this here. This passage is so powerful. Most people don't get it right, so they never, not only take this spot at the top, they never live a life of abundance. So let's pay attention. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 10 through 15. It says, now may he who supplies seed to the sower. Who is it that's supplying the seed to the sower? Who is supplying the seed and who is the sower? Pay very close attention. So now he's who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, supply and multiply the seed you have sown. The seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Now, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God, for the administration of his service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God. While through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. And by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Guys, when we are talking about beyond business, God, who is the one that gives us the ability to gain wealth, is the one who provides the seeds to us, who is the sower. We have to be grateful for what God has given us and ask, are we using our gifts to the highest of the potential so that God may be able to increase and multiply in our lives? As we're getting to hang around our families and friends and our perspective, our paradigm on business in itself, is really foggy. I still hear conversations where people are still not getting it, that if all they did was be grateful for the opportunity to sow into people's lives and change people's lives, you will never be doing business as usual. It would not be an inconvenience for you to be built up as you're going out there to know how to properly sow the seed of whatever it is you're offering in your business to others. I'm grateful to God that he gave me the full paradigm of how to bring value to others. Serving is not an inconvenience when you begin to understand that serving is a privilege. You will handle your gift of your business as a servant in a different manner. As we're going out and having fun with our family, we have to be grateful for the even opportunity of financial freedom. Do we not realize that there are so many people who are shackled only through their processes, only through their lack of exposure of opportunity to take their lives to the next level. I need you guys to understand that this revelation of what we're doing in our industry did not come from me moving through titles and did not come from me making big checks. It came from me honoring and giving glory to God, who was the one that has given me the seeds to sow. He gave you those seeds to drop and leave your imprint wherever you go. I was so blessed this past week as we attended Bishop Paul S. Morton's Bible study, and he said that God is going to give you everything wherever your feet trod. Wherever you go, God has already given it to you. We have to be grateful for that. Wherever you go on this day, God has already given you that territory, but only if you are willing to sow seeds and give glory to God in the process. I need you guys to pay very close attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 through 15. If you don't think you have anything in your hand, you won't drop anything. If you don't believe you have any seed, you won't sow. Most people are looking for the harvest, but they haven't sown any seed. How is it that you will take your spot at the top when you believe if you're serving and it's a privilege, you don't get the day off because it's not work, it's service. It's not work, it's service. So when you're coming from a place of service, it's an eloquent position. It's a position where you're coming from a place of gratitude, and you're so glad that you have the opportunity to serve a person by sharing what it is you have to offer. I need to ask you on today, what exactly are you thankful for? And hopefully you're going to be opening your mind to being thankful for the opportunity to serve. The word of God tells us that the greatest among you is the servant. He is not hiding anymore from those who don't love him. If you love him and you're seeking his face in hand, all throughout the word of God is saying you don't have the opportunity to serve when it's convenient. Servitude is one of the best sacrifices in the way that you can show God that I am grateful to even be here, to serve a purpose. Having a conversation about what you're offering, if you really believe that you're changing lives. If you don't, now you got to come on another call. But if you truly believe you're changing lives, your conversation is going to shift. Your posture is going to be positive and of power, and you will be able to serve everywhere that your feet try. Let's come in a call on this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Press star and the number one. I want to hear what are you grateful for on this morning? So many people have still dialed in. I'm so proud of you, you know, and 30 minutes is a drop in a bucket of 24 hours for you to have the opportunity to learn how to be the best servant. Because if you want to be the greatest amongst your peers, your family, your community, you have to serve. And as we're going out there and serving, when we start talking about contribution, see who is it that you can sow. You probably didn't go down to go and feed the hungry, but I'm sure you have something and you can go to where you know people are hungry and bless them. Your seeds are not for you to eat, ma'am, sirs. It's for you to sow. Good morning, good morning, good morning. For starting at number one, good morning. Good morning. Bless you. I would love to hear what you're thankful for. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm truly thankful this morning just for the opportunity to be a part of the conference. First of all, I'm thankful for God allowing me to serve him for another day. And I'm really just thankful for the opportunity to be a part of the conference. I'm thankful for your teaching and the knowledge and wisdom that you are pouring to us to take us to that next level. You know, I'm at a place in my life right now where I've been up against tremendous opposition because my finances are shot. I'm going through a divorce, and I still have my faith and trust in God no matter what, that, you know, I'm going to make it to the other side, and I'm going to just keep pushing and trusting him and keep working my business and my program because I have faith in this, and I believe and I can see the potential of where I can end up in. And I'm just truly thankful, even though everything's looking down with your natural eye, my heart says otherwise. My faith says otherwise. So I'm just thankful. I'm really thankful.
Brother, what is your name?
My name is Jerry Walker.
Jerry, I want you to private message me on Facebook, and I want to share something with you on this morning. There is a powerful book called Heaven Declares by Hakeem Collins. I am here even on Thanksgiving on a 40-day fast, and I'm not even tempted, and I need you to hear me. Today on day five for me, I want to share something for you, and it says that the enemy wants to strike you out, so he throws whatever he can to push you to your breaking point, because you were never built to break down, but to break through. When trouble comes, let me, God is telling you, let me keep you safe from harm. It may appear that the enemy has the advantage, but he is defeated.
Yes.
Know
yes.
that I have wired you to win the war, God says. I will fight for you and come to your rescue like a mother eagle swoops down to catch her eaglet when they fall. No situation or person is stronger, mightier, or greater than me, thus says the Lord. Listen, I need you to inbox me because
okay.
through your confession, God has sent you something, and I want to have you to understand that no matter what it is, you need to hold on to God and you need to confess
yes,
whatever
yes.
it is. You can empty everything out so he can fill you up. No new wine in old wine skin. It's going to be easier
okay.
day by day if you're able to let go, forgive, and press towards that high call.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Everybody's been through a lot. You ain't grown if you ain't gone through nothing. But there's going to be times, I tell you, we get so filled up of things that we can easily forget to be thankful and grateful from a deep place. And sometimes we have
yes.
to remove some things out of our heart so that we can truly be grateful, because it's hard. We got scabs. Scabs. It's so hard to get to our heart because of the scabs, the hurts, the disappointments that even will have us feel at times we got to retaliate. But we got to be thankful to God that he sees everything. He who keeps Israel don't sleep nor slumber. So we want to stand with you in the gap.
Thank you.
And we'll be praying for you and your family. And we're thankful for you, brother, that you opened up. You know, as the other people, you can come on and press star and the number 6. We literally have done an excellent job. People are still on being thankful, and we want you to know some people don't have family. You're so, so welcome. Some people don't have families right now. Families is what we're doing this for, financial freedom, so that we can actually, no matter what it is, I mean, even if we needed help in our family structures and things like that, we need finances. Even if we need to move through something, you know, easier, we need finances. Financial freedom is not all about, you know, the show and tell. It's about stability. And this is what our business is offering to people. And more than likely, even when there is no family, you know that you have a family. And that's why we have to gird ourselves in the word of God, even as leaders. Because you know what? You may never know what challenge a person may be going through in your team. And we can't always offer only a pat on the back. We have to redirect them, put them on the best foot, which is God. So thank you so much. Anyone else want to say, what are you thankful for on this morning? Star and the number one. So many people on. Listen, guys, if you dialed in on Thanksgiving, you're looking for something. Be courageous, just like our brother Jerry was, and share. I am just so grateful on today for, you know, people who are saying, you know what, I'm open. There may be a whole different thing happening for you on today just through gratitude for the opportunity even to share. Good morning, last four, 1975. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Can you hear me?
I can. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sherelle out of California. I'm on Tamika and Chris Richardson's team. I just want to say that I'm just really thankful. And I'm thankful for my bio family, you know, teaching me, raising me up to serve in church. And I'm also just thankful for my FES family for actually just showing me exactly how to serve. Tamika and Chris has been, they have been extremely good people to watch. And I've been coachable, and I'm just following their footsteps. And I just want to say I'm thankful, and I'm just thankful for even my little family that I have at home. Just thankful on this day.
I'm so grateful for you, and I tell you, you know, Tamika and Richard, they are a blessing. Can't wait to see them in California. Grateful that God is attracted to our team, first and foremost, even their leader, Toy Jones, who is an honorable servant. You know, I've known her for so many years, and her humility and her strength is so powerful, and so for her to attract, you know, Tamika and Richard and to our family, that's what we're looking for. Leaders who have a true heart to serve. Because let me tell you something, we're on a mission. And so people think missionary. No, that's someone who's committed to a mission of helping people. And God is going to bless that organization just tremendously because they're on the right track. They're doing it right. They're doing it the right way. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. 817, last four, 6277. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole. This is Charlene from Texas. I want to say thank God for my FES family. You guys are very positive. Y'all always give us the nuggets we need to serve as servants. And you are right. We just got to have the sow the seed of FES to change lives because that's what we're doing. A lot of people are struggling here, and God has anointed us to set the captives free, and we have to take our spot at the top. And thank you for pointing to us and all of the pearls you give us to grow us up, to go out and take the territory for God because this land belongs to him. And as you pointed to us, we can go out there and take the systems of this world to become the systems of God. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. People, you know, if you want to read along with me, you know, and you want to go and you want to get this Heaven Declares by, I'm sure I should be able to connect with him. I know some people, this gentleman, Hakeem Collins, who this book has blessed me. My pastor gave this to me. And I am so thankful to have people in my life who truly want to sow into me and as I sow into others. And I'm getting messages. I just got someone texting me saying, hey, they got the preview on Amazon for Heaven Declares, and it'll be great to download it on your phone so you don't have to have the excuse of losing it or you forgot it. No one really forgets their phone too often nowadays. And download it. If you got Kindle on your phone, heaven declares, there is a decree that has come out of heaven for you to be immensely successful so that you can help others be successful. And you need that strength. You need that word. And you need it to come from the Almighty God. This is an amazing book. It's blessing me so immensely. We have 330, last 43911. Good morning. What are you thankful for on this morning? Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, the lights are lighting up. Good morning.
My name is Mary Gary Stevens. I'm out of Cleveland with Isaac Carr. I am so thankful. I called in maybe a couple weeks ago, and I was so emotional I could hardly even get words out. But I am so thankful for this morning call. It puts me in such a positive place in the morning to then be able to move ahead with my DMO. I am thankful for my family, my husband, my daughter, my brothers and sisters. I am just thankful to have found this opportunity and to be able in a position to help people.
Yes, thank you so much. And, you know, guys, I am just asking you the petition. You know, it would be just so amazing to have not just thousands, but hundreds of thousands of people that love God like you. Guys on this call, the dedication that are out there serving. I need you guys to imagine right now. Thank you so much, caller. I need you guys to imagine right now a company, an industry where all the people at the top loved God, honored him, served him. Pure heart, clean hands, no need for greed, no need for competition, no need for backstabbing, backlashing, no need for that. And we all have what God has already ordained and decreed and declared for us. Guys, we have to do the work. God has provided the seed and we are the sower. He tells us in this word here, he's given us the bread, which is the word. And he supplied and he multiplied. He gives us and he multiplied the seed, but he cannot multiply lest we sow. We have got to get more people in awareness of this call. This is not a seed that you should save for yourself. You will have a powerhouse team. I am so grateful that I have a team of leaders that surround me and a camp around me who loves God. And they're willing to go to bat, not just for talking about Nicola, their leader. It's because of what I represent, because they know they have to protect and pursue the mission of helping as many people with pure heart, clean hands. I need you guys to understand God has blessed me with millions of dollars. And I don't care how much he gives me, nothing can replace the love and relationship with God. Imagine thousands and thousands and thousands of leaders that you could just, so many of them you can't see, it's just a blur, with a heart for God, and they're taking their spot at the top. It's your responsibility to sow the seeds. Good morning. Good morning. I think I'm here. I think hopefully I didn't skip anyone. Good morning. As we are about to close out. Good morning. This has been phenomenal. Good morning. God bless you. 813 last 48010. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, good morning, Nicola. This is Joe Butler calling from Tampa, Florida. And today I just want to be thankful, and if I want to be thankful adversities that God has given me this year, because of these adversities, I've been able to grow. My family has been able to grow. And even though it's been hard and the adversity still may be there, I'm just so thankful for being pushed into a place where I am able to grow into the man that God has intended for me to be and to be here for me and my family and the people that has brought me around. I'm just so thankful for those adversities, because without them, I would still be trapped in this cycle that I'm in. But those adversities came against me so hard, it forced me to change the person I am. So I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for this wonderful opportunity with this fantastic company. That's what I'm thankful for today.
I am just so grateful and thankful for you and our gentlemen, our team, prophets and priests, Jerry. The women, even in the churches, even though God made us from the bone of men, women flood the churches. It's almost like you have to drag men to open up, which is the true heart of leadership. Vulnerability is your power, because the word says that when he is weak, when you are weak, he is strong. And if he's saying that we can do every and anything, nothing is impossible through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. I just want to sow a seed into you and Jerry on this morning. Won't be much. If you guys can just email at Success with Nicola, I want to sow a seed. Why? Because I have been a woman to only pretty much, I only raise boys. I only have male children alive. And Robert and I right now are preparing for our first grandchild that we will be able to love on and coming in a few months, and it's another male child. I don't think that that is a mistake, that God has me raising up male children along with my husband, and that standpoint of the strength that it takes to be like the only woman in the bunch, the wisdom that it takes, that is a gift from God. And I want to sow into those gentlemen. There may be even maybe one more man. I don't know. God just told me three. He just told me three. We have two. He just told me three. Three gentlemen that I would like to sow into on this morning. He told me three. If you, there's a third one, you can stand up. He told me three. It may not even be someone on this call. It may end up being someone on the road on our way going down. God just told me to sow into three. He said three. I heard it very clearly. And I don't know. I don't want to go too deep like that on this call, because most people don't know I operate in that gift. That's not what this call is about. Well, I don't know. The call is about whatever God wanted to be about. So he said three. Good morning. Good morning. We got a few more light ups. I'm just going to make sure I'm not overstepping or forgetting anyone that God told me to do. We're just going to take a few more. We're going to allow you guys to get back to your Thanksgiving day. Good morning. Good morning. 951 last 45871. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Nicola. This is Eddie and Sandra Harris from Victorville, California. We're also on team.
Good morning.
And good morning. We're also on team Tamika and Chris Richardson. And
yes,
and Sandra and I, we're so thankful for God truly blessing us to see another day. Because, you know, none of us should be here, if truth be told. But yet still God, you know, he loves us so much that he is a God of second chances. And not only just so thankful for my immediate family, but also my FES family. And our spiritual parents have poured into us so much, and how you have been truly a blessing on all your series. And just by, you know, this week, you know, you're talking about servanthood and leadership, because we are leaders in the church, And one of the things that attracted me to Chris and Tamika, Chris have been a servant in the church as long as I've known him, him and Tamika both since 2008. And we're just so honored to be a part of God's kingdom, first of all,
mm-hmm.
and also our church body, and also team, we call it Team Second Chance Credit. And we're thankful for you, Nicola. You've been truly, truly a blessing. We can't wait to meet you.
Good morning, Nicola. I never was on the call before. Never. I only heard you two times, but I'm thankful for our leadership, for you, for Tamika and Chris, for our FES family. We are thankful for the word of God that keeps us up each and every day. And we are just blessed that everything is about God in that business. So God is not out of our blessings, out of what he has for each and everyone that is in that business. So we are very thankful, and we thank you for training us. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. And guys, I need the three kings to email Success with Nicola. I need you to email Success with Nicola. I need you to state the name. I know Jerry. I didn't know what city he was out of. You're going to need to send us your Cash App or if you have a PayPal information. I know the gentleman out of Tampa, Florida. I remember his story. I need you to email me. And then I need Team Tamika and then Cassandra. What was the name of the couple? What's your names again?
Eddie and Sandra Harris.
Eddie and Sandra. Sorry. Thank you. Eddie and Sandra out of California. You are the top three there. You stepped up. You came. You showed out. And you are the ones, you know. And it's so amazing that God had, you know, men who are, one, the first man who is broken, and we have to pray for him that, you know, he is having a challenge with family right now. But God is a restorer, and nothing is too hard for God. We all know that it is very difficult to keep together in this place where we have the prince of the air who is running rampant, and God gave him permission to have dominion over the earth. And that's why we cannot be of this world. And this is the charge, as we are so thankful and grateful. And tomorrow, as we talk about contribution, you need to have as many people on the call, because many people don't understand the connection between gratitude and giving. And so if we're truly grateful, we will give, and we have to take dominion over this industry, because if not, not only over our financial freedom, then now we allow for our kids in the kingdom to look up to people who are not after and do not have the heart for God, who are also off after vanity. They're after other things. And so therefore, there won't be enough people who would have the seeds that God has given them sowing into, and then now increasing and multiplying family. Can you hear me clearly? We have to understand that the time is now to move expeditiously to change and save so many lives. And that's by strengthening our communities financially, giving them the awareness and the understanding, and doing that through the wisdom of God with pure heart, clean hands. And I am telling you, God, just let me be a testament, a testimony that you can do that and take your spot at the top. The promotion comes from him. He designed us to break through. Make sure you're on that breakthrough tour. There's no mistaking that our dear brother, T. Anthony Money, he gave us, God gave it to him out of his belly to name that tour Breakthrough Tour. You see, that's where the heart of God comes. You'll even give credit and show that it's a huge collaboration going on. You want to definitely join the movement, be a part of this movement at the highest level. Take your spot at the top. Have a happy Thanksgiving for you and your family. Bless you. Go ahead, email successwithnicola@gmail.com. I need you guys to email us ASAP, and let us bless you on this Thanksgiving day.